Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hi everyone, it's Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office Overtime.
Today we're going to talk about how honest should you be at work.
Ooh.
I know.
And saucy.
Yeah, I think honesty in general is a good policy. I think if you want others to be honest, and you have to set a culture, at least for yourself or the people around you, of being honest, but
however, comma.
It's the workplace. Mm-hmm. So I think that there are some white lies that sometimes are necessary, or there's what lies of omission, you know, where you just don't, you leave out some important information. But, you know, white lies are considered white because they don't hurt anybody.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I've got a couple.
You do? I have some after you. Go.
Okay. Of what? When you should lie? What do you have?
I have when not to lie and when to lie. So,
all right, you go first.
Yours are going to be better than mine. Let's see how we do.
Then I come in last.
So this is what I said. I just made a little list, since I knew we were going to talk about this. Things to be honest about. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Your desired salary. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If you want a promotion. The workload that you think you're able to handle and when you may be beyond capacity. Mm-hmm. Mistakes you've made. We've talked about this.
Yes, very much.
You want to be honest about mistakes you've made and corrected. Mm-hmm. And goals that you may have for your job or your department. Mm-hmm. Those were sort of the broad areas that I thought it's worth it to be honest. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Also, if there's any ethical infringement going on in the workplace that you cannot tolerate, it's important to be honest about that. Not honest about what you really think about your boss or another colleague.
Yeah.
Someone's new outfit or haircut. What you think of it, yeah. Personal problems that might jeopardize how others perceive you.
Right.
Such as health, marital problems, substance abuse, or severe debt. Mm-hmm. And this is one that I thought of actually specifically about a client of mine. Whether you agree with a new hire, especially if that person was handpicked by your boss. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be honest about, if you don't like them, basically.
Mm-hmm. Right. I have a couple more.
I knew you would.
I don't think you should be honest if you have a hangover. I think you should say you have allergies.
Or a headache. I have a headache today.
It's something else.
I'll be in the office.
But it was not the partying. I don't think you should be honest about your politics if that would upset others.
Yes.
I just think it just omission. I'd prefer not to talk about politics. Oh, I'm not paying attention.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I don't think that's an area that you have to be super honest
with.
I think if you're attracted to your boss, I don't think you should say that.
Well, that's how about honest about office romance? You don't really want that out there, right?
Yeah. No.
So, you know, again, that would be the white lie kind of omission. Yeah. Mm-hmm. At a certain point, you may have to own up to it, but I think in general, you don't want to talk about how attracted you are to your boss. I think also if somebody asks you to participate in gossip, and you know, you enjoy it, but you don't have to say you do. You don't have to say.
Is this a personal reflection?
These are all personal. So, this is my life. No, I'm kidding. So I don't think you have to, you know, you can just say, oh, I'm just really busy.
Yeah.
You don't have to act interested. Mm-hmm. So that's another time or if you heard gossip, you know, and you don't have to repeat it.
Right.
That's a time when you say, I didn't hear that. No, I don't really know. I also think there's a time when you're interviewing and you may look better than you normally do, which is what a lot of people do. That's it. You know, if you can't go into the bathroom and change your clothes or find, you know, change it at a train station or something, you know, the people are going to ask you, but do not tell the truth. Do not say.
They're going to ask you what?
Oh, that's a nice suit. I've never seen you in a suit before. Are you interviewing? I mean, that's what
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
So honest
say,
about job
just
hunting.
Just say no.
Activities.
I just really I'm enjoying suits. I'm in my suit phase.
I felt like dressing up today.
I have a date tonight with our boss. No.
I have a doctor's appointment, and my doctor loves suits. So.
Yeah.
Or I have to see my mother, and she's very formal. Just mm-hmm. figure mm-hmm. something else out, but don't say, yeah, I had an interview. That's yeah. not a good thing. Mm-hmm. So then sometimes it's necessary. You see, all these are very real. I think yeah. it's necessary sometimes to do those kinds of lies, but they're yeah. not really hurting anybody.
Well, as you no. say, it's more omission.
Right.
I'll tell you what's interesting, and we've had this on several occasions, that someone who may be applying for a job, you may not tell your coworkers, mm-hmm. even if they're friends, mm-hmm. right? That's
right.
an example of not being honest.
Right.
And that can have quite a bit of fallout.
It does.
Once
mm-hmm. it does have fallout. Like, I can't believe you didn't tell me.
Yeah. yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But you can't.
Right.
So honesty, you know, so there's a lot of things on like that you can't be honest about. And that's yeah. just a reality of the workplace. Mm-hmm. But I think when it comes to your work, when you make a mistake, like you said before, when you make a mistake or the client caused a problem, I think there are plenty of things you can be honest about in
right.
general.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a fine line.
Right.
It is a fine line and ever changing. In some regards, there are some, we were talking about this because there are some cultures, particularly often human service organizations, where talking about personal problems is part of bonding.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And yet that may not be the smartest thing to do in the sense of being honest in some, with certain individuals could give them the goods mm-hmm. on you, and it may come back to haunt you at another time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, you know, and also if you're identified as a liar, as somebody who doesn't tell the truth, then, you know, mm. people aren't going to trust you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So this is a fine line here. And, you know, what you can do, let's say you are interviewing and your friend, you get another job and you quit, you immediately want to say to your bosses or your friends, I know I didn't tell you.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I just really felt I didn't want to put you in a position where you knew something that could get you in trouble. So
right. mm-hmm.
I just didn't want to put you in that position. So you know, speak up immediately.
Yeah.
After you've
taken another job.
After you've taken another.
After you've quit.
After you quit.
After your hangover is gone.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to tell you. I still have allergies, but don't worry about it.
Yeah. There's probably a lot of other personal things that
yeah.
you can omit.
Yeah.
I'm assuming this is applicable also to clients and customers.
Yes.
Do you want to be more honest with your colleagues and bosses than your clients and customers, or?
It depends. I think in some cases, and in some cases, you may want to check with your client,
uh-huh.
or, sorry, with your coworkers and your boss about
right.
the degree of honesty that you should express to the
right,
client.
Right, to the client.
Yeah, because that's usually a very particular, how much the company mm. wants you to reveal
mm-hmm.
is very particular. But it's
mm-hmm.
a good point, Logan, because I think people get very cozy with clients.
With clients
and it's
as
not,
well, right. right.
I was just thinking of this one client, very professional, and she, her daughter went through some health scares this year,
mm-hmm.
And it took her away from work. So
yeah.
she told a client who she thought she had a good relationship with, and the client
yeah.
did not want to know that and dropped her.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Very hurtful. And
yeah.
it was very serious what her daughter was going through,
mm-hmm.
But didn't want to know. Didn't. So she really learned her lesson the hard way.
Yeah.
And from then on, just, you know, just said, I'm too busy. I'm not going to be available, and never told anyone.
Right, right.
Yeah. Oh, that's
I know.
Wow.
Isn't that terrible?
It is. Yeah. And it actually reminds me of a client of mine who had some severe difficulties and thought he had amazing relationships with, you know, several executives from different companies and shared some of the issues that he was dealing with. And same thing.
Yeah, they didn't want to hear it.
We don't want to hear it. We don't want to talk to you. This is, you know, go solve it yourself.
Yeah.
So.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
But that also can. Yeah, I mean, I think you can have the illusion of having a better bond with
mm-hmm.
people, but that's basically because the relationship, as long as it's not personal, is transactional, right?
Right.
So as long
yeah.
as you're giving them what they want and they're giving you what you want,
mm-hmm.
you may think you have a deep bond of trust.
Mm-hmm.
You could
mm-hmm.
wine and dine each other.
Right.
And yet, really, the truth is you don't know how much you can trust someone until
mm-hmm.
you test it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we're always saying be friendly at work, not necessarily friends.
Friends.
Right.
Because it's a competitive environment. So, you know, it's not, it almost not fair to, you know, think your friend, your coworkers are completely trustworthy. Mm-hmm. It's not fair mm-hmm. to put that pressure on anyone at work because, you know, it's uh-huh. the workplace.
Right. Yeah.
Not, it's not a sorority. Mm-hmm. Or
or frat house.
Do you have a lot yeah. of experience with sorority?
I don't. I have none. But I think that, well, something personal. I just didn't know what to call it.
Right.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
that's what came to mind.
Yeah.
Do you have any experience with sororities?
No. Right? So I went to the Convent of the Sacred Heart for high school, mm-hmm. which was all girls. When I went to college, that was the sorority was like the last place yeah. you were ever going to find me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. It wasn't my thing either.
Yeah. Probably not much honesty going on.
There are a lot of things going on.
I don't know. I mean, we've had interns here that were very much involved in sororities, and they yes. loved it. Mm-hmm. So they might... There must be something good about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think, and it's a case by case situation.
Right, case by case.
Yeah,
but the workplace is very different.
Yes, yes. from sororities or fraternities.
Right. Yes.
All right, that's it. So join us next time for another My Crazy Office Overtime. And in the meantime, we hope that you are just as honest as you need to be at work.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.